Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy, and I see there's issues with Kraft cheese, and I know that those slices, I know Maisie's a big fan of just peeling those off and eating them. She loves them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't taste like cheese to me. If you could get cheese sliced from a deli and then eat one of those, it's not the same.
Like, you drop it on the floor and you can just pick it up because it bounces.
It is rubbery. Yeah. I used to eat those when I was when I lived in Kentucky. It's poor people food to me. Like, that was a struggle. Like, that was, I would just eat bread with that on it and mustard. We didn't have two kinds of mustard, one kind. It was spicy only. If you wanted yellow too damn bad, you have to go to a different house for that. But Kraft is recalling 36,000 cases of the individually wrapped cheese singles. Mm-hmm. They say that the wrapper could become a choking hazard, but that's not new.
And why are you eating the wrapper?
Yeah, doing it wrong. If you can't tell the difference between
the cheese and the wrapper, mind you, it doesn't say much for the cheese. The wrapper tastes as good.
Yeah, but you have to look for the manufacturing code S54 or S55 and a use-by date between December 29th and January 4th.
All right.
So if you're a Kraft Singles eater, I don't think they actually call that cheese. It's like a cheese product slice or something.
Cheese-like product. I think that's what they
could
call
be.
It. Yeah, not sure. It says Kraft on the front, though.
Where do you... What food will you cut corners on? Like, I'll buy store-brand cereal. I was just talking about this yesterday. I will buy Honey O's instead of Honey Nut Cheerios because it just tastes like cardboard with honey on it. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's cereal. There's certain ones like a Raisin Bran. I'll pick up store brand.
Yeah.
So I don't...
Because it always just tastes stale anyway.
Yeah. And turkey bacon. I'll always get like store brand turkey bacon. That's all right.
Okay. Lunch meat. When it comes to meat kind of stuff, I have a hard time. I saw that the dollar store is now selling steaks. I have to get you the story. The dollar stores are now selling steaks, and they're for a dollar. It's not...
No.
Yeah, people are buying them, and they said that they're small and chewy. Hold on. Let me get here and read this to you. They're pre-season steaks, or a dollar ribeyes, and they said that the steaks are small and chewy, but taste better than expected.
I would not go and buy... And you get it around here occasionally, and I haven't seen one for a while, is the guys who come knocking at your door trying to sell you meat products.
That's weird.
Yeah, they go, I've got a box of steak for $20, you know, that kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had one of them for a while, but a dollar steak? No, thanks.
They're frozen. That'd be like if you got, I guess, there are some things that to me should cost money, and I don't know that if you pay more for it, it's actually better. I'm not sure.
Steak is one of those things that if you're going to pay a dollar for a piece of steak, you know you're not getting a piece of steak.
I will go to Trader Joe's and spend $4 or $5 on a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
They actually have, and I'll get a few bottles of it because I think it's good.
Okay.
I've bought $13, $14 wine. I've bought $20 wine. It all tastes the same to me, especially when you're just drinking it by the bottle. Who cares? But a dollar steak, I can't cut corners on that.
Because and you eat your chicken and stuff. Like, would you go and buy... box of dollar chicken strips.
No, I can't buy. I go to the store. I like a specific. I like Purdue thin cut chicken breast.
Uh-huh.
The thin cut. And if I can't find them here, my mom gets them for me in Jersey.
Oh, really?
Freezes them. And if she comes down or if I go home, she gives me like a whole 4 or 5 packs of chicken.
Yeah.
Because I can't find it here. And I can't go in. If it looks like garbage and it's not cooked... It's not going to get better.
The bottom line is, don't buy meat for a dollar. That's the bottom line.
And if you have to be told that, then maybe you deserve to eat a dollar meat.
That's so true.